If pain is holding you back from doing the things you love most, try Arnicare. It's perfect for soothing sore muscles as well as healing bruises. Arnicare is made with the natural pain-relieving plant, Arnica. Arnicare gel absorbs quickly, it's not sticky, and it's fragrance-free. Look for Arnicare at your local Walmart, Walgreens, Whole Foods, Amazon, or anywhere you shop. Plus, with thousands of five-star reviews, you know it's good stuff. Learn more at arnicare.com/iHeart. That's arnicare.com/iHeart.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian nightmare, no, the devil's nightmare, here from It's Time to Man Up, challenging men to step into their true manhood. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening to the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Have you thought about your loved ones and their financial security if the unexpected happens? Plan for the future with PRCUA Life. Do it for them. Since 1873, PRCUA has been insuring that which is most precious, life. As well as protecting its members and their families financially, helping craft robust retirement plans, join PRCUA Life today and take advantage of its affordable life insurance plans, competitive annuity rates, and additional member benefits. Did you know that you can lower your income tax bill and boost your retirement income by opening a new PRCUA Life annuity or transferring your existing account? Earn up to 3.75 APY with 1-year guarantee and $500 minimum deposit. Get to know us better. Visit PRCUA.org or contact your local PRC representative at 336-776-7456. PRCUA Life, protecting life through all its stages.
All right, for my YouTube channel, If Not For God with Mike Zwick, just like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell, so you'll be alerted when we have our next video.
Welcome to If Not For God, stories of hopelessness that turn to hope. Here is your host, Mike Zwick.
All right, If Not For God with Mike Zwick, we've got Justin Newt back. We've got his wife, Brooke, back. And this episode, we've talked about abortion. We've talked about deliverance and renewing your mind, which I think is probably even more important.
It is. Yeah.
You know, walking it out as we talked about it. And in this show here, we wanted to talk about what it's like. What is the new church going to look like? What are small groups going to look like? Mm-hmm. And to start out, there's a lady that we know who we have a prayer meeting with, Nanette, and I think you do something with her. But she had a dream where she said she saw all of these little fish that were moving. She said like millions of little fish. And all of a sudden she was on the boat and she said there were just all of these like whales that were dead in the water. And she asked the Lord, what is the meaning of this? And he said the big whales and stuff like the manatees, those are the big institutionalized church. And the little fish or the individuals or maybe the small groups. But how did you guys get into this?
So we were, you know, after we got born again, we realized there was more than just reading your Bible and things like that. There was also service in the body of Christ and serving the body of Christ because we had gifts and we started to realize we had gifts of the Spirit and started to operate in those. And so we started ministering in big churches, you know, and it was fun at the time, but there was a lot of pressure that came with that. Pressure that I don't think is of the Lord because it did not lead me to necessarily the best place. But then at the same time, we had this call to go to overseas missions. And we had a huge heart for places like unreached people groups and places where it was illegal to share the gospel. So we began to do that. And so we moved to Nepal where it is illegal to baptize people. You can be arrested for baptizing someone because in Nepal, they don't care about your conversion story. They know when you get baptized, that truly means you are leaving the Hindu or the Buddhist faith. So you can go to prison for that.
Wow.
Yeah. So we would baptize people in our apartment that we had, a small apartment. We brought a baptismal with us. It was called a baptizee. You could pop it up anywhere, fill it up, and baptize someone. And it was in our bathroom so that we could do it in a private kind of place.
We had to tell the people that owned the house that we were staying in that it was a bathtub, which we were being honest. We didn't want to lie. We're like, they're like, what is that?
Bathtub.
I said, it's a bathtub.
Because they were Hindu. Yeah. And they were actually the high-rankingest Hindu family in Nepal that we were renting from. Mm-hmm. So you're actually not supposed to eat meat in their apartment too, but we did that on accident. So not accident, but anyways.
But
so,
you guys don't eat meat anymore.
No, we don't. But then we did. But I think for us, when we went overseas, what disgusted us the most about what was happening was when you go overseas and you start to share the gospel with people who have nothing, literally $3 is the average amount of money they make in Nepal a day. Mm. They have nothing. And all of a sudden you see these white Americans or Westerners come over who have money. They begin to preach the gospel and they think they have to look like us and do like us. And then we give these pastoral positions to these people. And all of a sudden their income went from $3 a day to $5,000 a year, $10,000 a year. To them, that's a lot of money. And all of a sudden we started to see time after time, country after country, people coming to the gospel in other countries for the wrong reason, because they just wanted to become a pastor because they got paid. And then we were hearing of churches where the pastor is beating women behind closed doors, or they're being not faithful and all these things. And we're like, Lord, what
in the
world?
But that would never happen in America, right?
Well, it's all over. Watch YouTube and you'll find out that answer. No. Oh my gosh, there's so much coming out right now on that, those things. Right. But what happens is we have built up traditions of man that have nullified the power of God, the power of the gospel, which is literally like thorns, has choked out the real gospel. And people are coming to God with wrong motives and impure hearts. And what we've noticed when you do that and you start building a church with numbers, people fall through the cracks because nobody knows where they're really at. So when we started doing this in overseas, first of all, you can't just go baptize somebody or build a building and all these things. We had to actually start meeting in the homes, and we saw radical transformation. And Justin and I both heard from the Lord, you're going to go home and do this. Yeah. And I was like, Lord, if we leave